and welcome to this reflection from Stratton Vale Baptist Church. We're following on about God being in the valley, and this week we're looking at God being in the valley of pain and weakness. So let's read from 2 Corinthians, firstly from chapter 1, verse 3 to 10, and then chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. So 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 10. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves received from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance on the same sufferings we do suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so you also share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one was permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." So to start with, on the issue of pain and weakness, I want to say this. God did not intend for us to suffer. Pain and trials are not God's plans for us. They are the result of living in a fallen world. But while God isn't causing our painful circumstances, he can and does take them and redeem them for our good. So how does God redeem our weakness and pain? Well, firstly, there is the wonderful realization that we are not alone in our pain or weakness. God comforts us with a ceaseless, compassionate comfort. This comfort is more than just a warm feeling. It is a supernatural, unending comfort. So in the beginning of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles." God is the Father of all compassion and the God of all comfort. He knows what it is to feel pain and grief, and he draws close to us in our sufferings. He provides such compassion and love if we allow him into our pain. God does not leave or forsake us, and he wants to give us all the support, love, and encouragement we need. We have been given the Holy Spirit to be with us and fill us with his loving presence. Are you struggling with something at the moment? Will you let God, the Father of all compassion and comfort, come close to you and comfort you with the comfort he offers? It often seems like trials and challenges can do one of two things. It can either push someone away from God. Perhaps someone stops believing because they think that something happened and God didn't stop it, and so they think God doesn't exist. Or maybe they stop believing that God loves them and they think he's punishing them or is a cruel, capricious puppet master. But whatever the thought process, trials can push us away from God. Or trials and challenges can draw us closer to God as we learn afresh our need to depend on him and find comfort in him. God promises that he is close to the brokenhearted. He cares and he loves with a constant, ceaseless, compassionate comfort. He longs to draw close to us when we are grieving and hurting and weak. When we have Christ with us in the valley of our pain and weakness, God gives us resources to enable us to be comforted as we need to be. We receive love from the God who understands and who provides for us. He equips us with whatever we need in each situation if we turn to him in our hour of need. When we allow God in, we find that he provides for us in ways we didn't expect. We also have the words of Scripture to encourage us and remind us of God's promises. It is so helpful to be reminded of how God has acted with love and compassion in the past, to help provide us with hope about how he will act with love and compassion in the present. When you are going through times of weakness and pain, it might help you to make a list of God's promises so that you can clearly see God's character and faithfulness. When we are struggling, we have the ultimate hope of heaven to hold on to. In this present time, we have imperfect bodies and imperfect minds. We have limited capacity. But we also have a certain hope of a future where we will be raised with imperishable bodies that do not fail us, with renewed and transformed minds that will not become confused or conflicted. This hope helps us to continue on while we are in our perishable bodies, because we know that there is something better to come. We also gain supernatural comfort from knowing that we can speak to our loving God in prayer. This amazing comfort of being able to communicate with the one who knows us intimately and knows what we need and when we need it is something that we should not take for granted. I know I have felt that amazing comfort that comes from being able to communicate with God so many times. When my dad died, I found myself speaking to my Heavenly Father so much. I clung to him and experienced him holding me tightly back in return. And it was during a time of grief and hurt that God led me to draw the picture that I've used as the thumbnail for this video, which really spoke to my need at the time, as I heard God speaking to me, saying, "Draw close to me, my daughter." So God provides us with supernatural, ceaseless comfort. So that's one of the ways that God helps us when we're in the valley of pain and weakness. But God also redeems our pains and weaknesses by giving them purpose. One way our pain can gain a purpose is through empathy. As we experience trials, we gain empathy for others going through trials, which then God can use to reach others who need to know him. In Corinthians 1, Paul states this quite plainly. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. It was clear to him that his trials and the way that God walked with them through those trials could be a great witness to others about God's love and mercy. And so Paul shared with the Corinthians his struggles and the way that God had helped them, in the hope that they would find encouragement for their own struggles. Paul shows how sometimes God helped him in his pain and weakness by resolving a situation and delivering him from the trials, and how sometimes God gave him the strength, courage and endurance to carry on in the midst of the challenges. So in the two passages we're looking at for today, we see that God delivered Paul from the various persecutions and trials that stopped him at the beginning, but then he also gave him hope and endurance to carry on with his thorn in the flesh. So in the same way, we can use the comfort and encouragement that we receive from God to help and comfort and encourage those around us who may be going through trials of their own. I know that I have been inspired by friends who have gone through difficult circumstances but still retained a sense of God's peace and presence, which has allowed them to react calmly with hope and certainty that God is with them. So how can your pain and weakness and your dependence on God help inspire and encourage others around you to trust in God? God spoke to Paul and told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." God can work in power through our weaknesses, but in order for us to impact others, we need to be vulnerable with other people and let them see our weaknesses and pains. So often we hide everything behind a mask and pretend that nothing is wrong. Society seems to obsess over keeping up appearances and not losing face in front of people. Fake it until you make it. But when we stop trying to fake it and we're actually real and honest with people around us, then we can make connections and God can work powerfully through the weaknesses that we stop trying to hide. Are you willing to let others see you even when you are weak? Are you willing to be vulnerable so that God can bring purpose out of your pain? Well, we say with Paul, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Can we let God bring purpose out of our pain? God can bring purpose to our pain by using it to reach others. He can also use our pain for the purpose of helping us to grow. There are different ways we can respond to weakness and pain, trial and trouble. We can choose to grieve and give up. We can choose to grumble and groan. Or we can choose to grow as God guides us. Success can puff us up. We can become arrogant and think our successes come from our own skills and abilities or our own hard work. And so we become hard-hearted and deaf to hearing from God. Paul had many reasons to boast and become arrogant. In Philippians 3, Paul explains that if anyone had a right to boast in the flesh, he would be one of them. If someone else thinks that they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ. Paul could have been puffed up by his success, by his breeding, by who he was. But God used the trials, the pain, and the weaknesses that Paul experienced to teach him and help him to grow. Pain and weakness allows us to hear God and depend on him. It allows us to grow and develop as we learn to listen to him. In chapter 1, Paul speaks about the troubles he went through, where he felt like he had received a sentence of death. But then he says this: "But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead." And again, we see the way God uses Paul's thorn in the flesh to prevent Paul from becoming puffed up by his success, and instead draw him to God. Paul explains that he was given the privilege of seeing a vision of heaven, but he states that he received the thorn in the flesh to keep me from being conceited. The thorn in the flesh clearly helped him to stay focused on God and not on himself or his successes or amazing experiences. Sometimes God uses our weaknesses and pain to teach us things we need to hear. He uses our pain to grow us spiritually. Paul realised that when he had this vision of heaven, he could have been he probably was really encouraged by that vision, but he realised that he learnt more and he grew more spiritually in his weaknesses rather than due to the glory of that vision. I imagine that vision was a great encouragement to Paul, but it would not have helped his growth and development anywhere near as much as the thorn in the flesh, because it was through that thorn that Paul realised that God's power is made perfect in weakness. And when we are weak, God is able to develop us spiritually, allowing us to grow to rely on God more closely. To emphasise this, listen to these words from the Message translation of 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 10. "Because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he did, in fact, was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first I didn't think of it as a gift and I begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that and then he told me, 'My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness.' Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in stride, and with good cheer, these limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, oppositions, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become." Paul experienced incredible personal and spiritual success and growth because he encountered the greatest grace and power that came as a result of pain in his life. Through the pain and weakness, Paul chose to strategically invite Christ's power and strength to take over completely. Do we need to strategically invite Christ's power into our pain, his strength into our weakness, into the difficult situations of our lives? So we can see how God redeems pain and weakness. He comforts us with a ceaseless, compassionate comfort. He brings purpose to our pain, and he encourages growth not groaning. So let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you are with us when we're struggling, when we're in pain or weak. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to know your supernatural comfort, the comfort that goes beyond anything we can imagine. Help us to let you in when we're feeling pain and weakness, not to turn away from you, but to draw closer to you. And Lord, help us realise that you can bring purpose out of our pain. Let us be willing to share our weaknesses and pains with others so that they can gain compassion and comfort from you too. And Lord, help us to grow spiritually through our pain and our weakness instead of groaning and grumbling. Lord, we ask this in your holy name. Amen.